Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Elder Lloyd, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing all right, and I hope you are doing well as well as the listeners at home.
Oh, yes, sir. We are doing well, and I hope that the listeners are also doing well. Now, you know, though Jesus was clear that he would return, he also explained the details for when it would happen and not hours to know. Now, and he says in Matthew 24:36, but concerning that day and hour, no one knows, even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. So in today's lesson, we want to discuss how then can we be ready, particularly because we don't even know when this hour is going to be. Now, let's start by reiterating what makes us so certain that he is indeed coming, considering that we've actually been waiting for over thousands of years at this point. I mean, what makes us certain that this thing is going to happen in any case?
All right. As we spoke, I believe, in the few past days, what makes us certain that Jesus Christ is coming is the fact that he himself said so. He did promise. And we know that everything that has been spoken of him has been fulfilled. So that gives us hope that indeed we are certain that he's coming. So his own promise in the book of John, the witnesses of the angels, if you remember, that this Jesus that you see ascending up to heaven will come back in the same manner. So, and the reliability of scripture and the signs of the time basically makes us sure that indeed he is coming back.
Now, but you know what? He said, I am coming soon. And it looks like soon is not soon after all.
I think, That's one thing that probably we have forgotten to look into. Now, soon may mean that okay. Let me start by saying that first of all, when he said soon, the first thing that is very important to understand is that number one, our lives determine. Because when we die and we wake up, we won't know that we have lived for probably 2,000 years since Christ came. That's number one. Number two, we need to understand that there are certain things that are supposed to happen. So when he is saying soon, he is also taking into consideration the things that are supposed to happen, the prophecies that had to happen, that have happened throughout the entire scripture. So we take those things into consideration, and we come up with the conclusion that indeed soon is soon, because we are seeing the things that he said will happen. And I think basically of all the prophecies that we have been told about, there is only one that is left.
Now, please let us know then about some of the signs of his return, please.
Okay. Some of the signs of his return that we find in the book of Matthew chapter 24, verses 7. It says there will be famines, there will be pestilences, there will be earthquakes in various places. And we have seen the increased number of natural disasters that point towards the end of the world. So that's number one. We've seen the moral and social decay. You know, I was just speaking yesterday to someone in regards to things that used to be they used to be so abnormal back then, but nowadays it's so normal. So that basically shows that indeed the last days are close by. In fact, if you look at the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, I think, it says, in the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful and proud. So corruption, violence, and loss of morality. I mean, I was looking at the news the other time, and you discover that people actually pay, I think it was about 25,000 to take out a human life. That shows that indeed there is no more morality in this day. It's some serious moral and social decay. And we also can speak about religious signs. We can also speak about political signs. For men will come in my name saying, we have seen that so many times, political and global tensions. Right now, we're on the brink of World War III. Technology that has advanced. This is in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 12. It says, many shall run to and fro, knowledge shall increase. I mean, look at how, I mean, I was even sharing with my little brother that, you know, the way technology increased, it's like it increased 30 or 40 years ahead of us in just about a short space of time. So, yeah, that's what you see. And the gospel to the world, the gospel is being preached day and night. So those are some of the times, signs of times that indeed show us that Jesus Christ is coming, you know, through the internet, through media. I mean, 10 years ago, let me not say 10 years ago, 15 to 20 years ago, who would have known that there would be something that we'll be speaking on today that is called AWR, SID Media. But it shows that indeed Christ is coming.
Now, how can we be ready? Lastly, how can we be ready for his coming then?
The first thing that is important in understanding is that what takes us to heaven is not what we know, but a relationship that we have. Christ says himself in the book of Matthew chapter 6, says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this shall be added unto you. So we need to prioritize a relationship above all with him. Number two, daily watchfulness and prayer. We spoke yesterday about watching and praying so that we may be counted worthy. I think that's Luke saying that we should watch and pray always. So spiritual vigilance is of paramount importance. We need to be active in evangelism. He gave us what we should do. He says, go ye therefore, preaching the gospel. This is what we need to do. We need to remain faithful and stand firm. We need to repent. Now, this is one thing that is a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
We need to repent. Repentance is of paramount importance. You know, sometimes it seems so nice to speak about the gospel of Christ that is so powerful, yet does not have power in our own lives. We need to repent. This is a daily struggle. And then Paul says, I die daily, which is a sign of repentance. Maybe let me put another last one, which I'm just remembering now. As I was reading today, the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 25. It says, not forsaking assembling of ourselves together, but encouraging one another, so much the more as you see the day is approaching. So fellowship strengthens faith in difficult times. So we need to constantly be encouraging to one another.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Elder Lloyd, I must thank you so much for your time, man. It's a fantastic one. It's been a great one. And we thank you so, so much for making time to speak to us here at the Adventist World Radio. Indeed, if we don't meet in this side of the world, let's meet at his second coming.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I pray that indeed we constantly hold on to him in faith. Yeah, you know, Christ's return is not a myth, but it is a certainty. So to the listeners at home and to each and every one of us, let us hold on. And may God bless you and the listeners as well.
Blessings to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.